Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's Monday again, and seems like it's been forever since I've been here in front of the microphone. It's only been 2 weeks, but we had the holiday, of course. And then last week, I had a personal situation that had to be dealt with. And from what I understand from the staff at the radio station, they received multitudes of calls wondering why I wasn't here. And, you know, I really do appreciate that. But, you know, every now and again, things come up in life that you've got to address immediately, and you can't put it off, and that was one of those situations. So, but anyway, I'm back today, just as bad as I've always been, I guess. Quit shaking your head, Rob.
Well, you know, I thought that story was going to go somewhere where I went on a trip to Tijuana on Friday, you know.
Well, not quite that bad. Not quite that bad. One of the things that did come out of this time off is I had additional time. I did some research, and I did some soul searching and serious thinking about where we're at and what's going on. And a couple of things occurred to me. I was watching the news, looking at what's happening in Venezuela. You know, they're in pretty bad shape down there with Maduro.
Yeah.
There's not enough food to go around. People are fleeing the country in droves, literally by the thousands. And they're demonstrating in the streets against their socialist government to try to get their rights restored. And then I look at America. In America, we have a bunch of basically uneducated young people and an assortment of other similarly ignorant people that are out demonstrating to have their rights taken away.
Right.
So we got one country demonstrating to get their rights restored, while another country, the people are so stupid that they're demonstrating to give up their constitutionally guaranteed rights. How smart do you have to be? I mean, am I the only one that sees how ridiculous this really is? And now, my question is, how is it that predominantly the same people that find violence of any kind abhorrent, especially gun violence, but they have no problem whatsoever with committing lethal violence against unborn babies?
Well, some of them have been born, and they're still killing them.
Well, the partial birth abortion.
Right.
They drag the baby out of the mother's womb, and then they stick forceps into its brain to kill it.
Well, that sounds compassionate, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. That's your typical liberal.
Right.
But
these are the same people who will fight for parks and schools and stadiums, supposedly, when it's really for the unions. But, yet,
right.
You know, they claim to be for life.
For the children.
Yes,
yeah.
For the children.
Well, while they kill the children off left and right. You've got some stuff going on with the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance, too.
I've got a lot of stuff going on. If people have been checking out what's been happening across the state of Oregon, we've got this horrendous IP-43, which is an assault weapons ban, but it goes much further than that, and we're going to get into that. But to counter it, we have about, I think it's 14 counties right now who have petitions circulating to put the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance on the ballot for November so that people can get a vote in their county and turn their county into somewhat of a Second Amendment.
Find out what the people want for
right,
a change.
Right, and because we tried going through the commissioners, and even most of the Republican commissioners were opposed to this because they were afraid of some type of liability. You know, they didn't want to spend any money defending our rights.
Right.
You know? So, but they'll spend every dime building urban renewal agencies, but it's ridiculous. So we decided that we're going to go this route. And then I got contacted by the 10th Amendment Center because they wrote an article saying that, and they used Coos County as an example, that our ordinance doesn't do exactly what we think it does, even though some legal professionals say it does.
Right.
So we talked a little bit on the phone. It was Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center who I was contacted with. He's the founder. And we discussed some of the ways we can make this a much stronger ordinance. And one of the things that our ordinance does here is it gives the power to the sheriff to make determinations on whether something's constitutional or not.
Right.
Well, what if you live in a county if your sheriff's a dirtbag? You know what I mean? And so Multnomah County is a good example. That sheriff is a dirtbag. And
well, he's a puppet of the Democrat politicians.
Yeah. And so we're lucky because we've got Craig Zani, who's a constitutional sheriff. He's a great guy. But, you know, we thought that in these counties that have bad sheriffs, we're going to have to do something different. So we're creating it right now, and I've been crafting it for the last week, which would create an ordinance that would make a directive to the counties to defund any gun laws, period. It would actually make your county a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment.
Which I find interesting because the state of Illinois, you know, Chicago has some of the most stringent gun control laws in the country, and they're trying to inflict that on the rest of the state. And in the state of Illinois, there's a number of counties now that are declaring themselves as gun sanctuary counties,
right,
where they refuse to enforce the state laws that are contrary to the Second Amendment. So what we're doing here, we kind of got the jump on them by a couple of years.
Right.
But in essence, the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance basically designates sanctuary counties for firearm owners.
Right. And in right now in Jackson County, they already had a right to bear arms amendment to their county charter. And because it's a county charter, it gives it a lot more standing because they're a home rule state. And these county charters are in the same par as our state constitution. But for some reason, they're going to try to pass an ordinance restoring the Castle Doctrine and trying to create a Second Amendment sanctuary county. But their law, once again, has the same foibles that our law has.
Let's take a short break here, and when we come back, we got a very special guest that I want to put on the air. So we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, I'll introduce my guest.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or even once in a while a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. When those moments happen, be ready for the stop with the Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, a tire design with more performance in mind. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. It's my pleasure to introduce Kevin Sterrett. Kevin is the head of Oregon Firearms Federation, and he's been fighting tooth and nail for quite a few years to protect our Second Amendment rights, and we've got this big deal going on now with IP-43 and IP-44 to try to further erode our firearms rights. And Kevin, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hey, thanks very much. I will say this, though. 43 does not actually erode our firearms rights.
It steals them away.
Firearms rights.
Yeah. That is probably one of the most horrible things I've ever read. And one of the things that offends me most about it are the people behind it that are putting it together. These are churches that are behind it.
Well, and synagogues and mosques.
Well, I thought that they were supposed to stay out of politics predominantly, but here you've got a bunch of church leaders, both Protestant, Jewish, and Muslim, coming out trying to steal our rights. Didn't any of them ever bother to read the Bible? Apparently not.
Well, I don't expect the Muslims to read the Bible, but it's astonishing to me that a rabbi would be on the forefront of this. And have, you know, do they not teach history in yeshiva anymore?
No, they don't.
You know, imagine, I mean, this is so astonishing. We put up a page on our website yesterday that's a memorial to Michael, this rabbi Kahanahan, who's behind this, and which just, you know, a dozen pictures of Nazis blowing the brains out of naked Jewish women.
And yeah.
Could you really have not learned anything? And then, of course, they're doing this in conjunction with these Muslim mosques.
Right.
I'm sure the Muslims will be thrilled when the Jews are disarmed.
You know, and the rest of us. Well, let's think about this a minute, Kevin. All these terrorist attacks that we've had worldwide, those were all conducted by little Christian ladies with their knitting needles, right?
Scandinavians.
Oh, Scandinavians, yeah.
Right.
Not a single Muslim in a bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I mean, I've seen interviews recently with Muslim women saying all the terrorist attacks are right-wing white guys. Sorry, this is just so astonishing. You know, it just absolutely amazes me. But this measure is so extreme. I mean, it would be bad if it did anything to the Second Amendment. But this just eviscerates it.
Well, you know, one of the things I noticed is they're using a typical liberal ploy in that they're trying to change terminology to fit their agenda rather than accepting the terminology for what it's always been. You know, they did it with jungles. Jungles became rainforests. Homosexuals
became wetlands.
Yeah, swamps became wetlands. Homosexuals became gay. And now assault weapons, apparently, you know, the official definition of an assault weapon
There isn't one, Jim. There is no official definition.
I actually did some research, and I'm going with predominance of the evidence, okay? Predominance of the evidence indicates that an assault weapon is a military-style weapon that's capable of either semi-automatic or full-automatic fire.
Well, that would be an assault rifle.
Well,
but even the Attorney General has said, when you know, people submitted comments, most people were complaining that the term assault weapon was being used.
Right.
It has no clear definition, although there's now a definition in the dictionary. But anything is an assault weapon if you assault somebody with it.
Well, of course. You know, a stick is an assault weapon. I keep a Louisville Slugger behind the door in my office. That's my assault weapon.
Hey, I was attacked by a homeless person, and that was an assault weapon.
So. Yeah.
The Attorney General has agreed that the term is not clearly understood, but they're using it in the ballot title language to be incendiary and inflame people and get people scared. And so, of course, we filed our ballot title challenges, and now the Supreme Court, these people filed for this measure very, very late, way later
right.
than anyone could reasonably think they could gather the signatures. But when we went through the process that's, you know, a statutory process to respond to this with the comments and a ballot title challenge, now the Supreme Court has fast-tracked it, not only speeding up the process so that these guys can start gathering signatures faster, but they even made it, it's so bad, it's very complicated. I'm not a lawyer, so it's hard for me to describe it, especially on a radio show, but
right.
there's a process by which after we do the challenge, they're supposed to take, you know, they have a certain amount of time to respond. Well, they've speeded that way up so that they're ramming it through. But then if you want to file an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, in opposition to the measures, we have virtually like one day to do that. But they gave extra time to the supporters to provide an amicus brief. So we're filing a motion to reconsider, but it's perfectly clear that the Supreme Court in the state is totally in the tank for the leftists and the anti-gunners, and the whole thing is completely rigged.
Well, now, don't forget, Kevin, this is the same Supreme Court that several years ago when the legislature passed three different bills to get PERS under control, it was the same Supreme Court that overturned those bills. And, you know, I found it a little strange. All of these judges are on the PERS system, so they ruled against anything that would reform PERS and save the taxpayers some money. And it looks like they're doing the same thing now with Second Amendment. They're gonna go with their communist cronies, I guess, for lack of a better terminology.
That's a great terminology.
Yeah. Well,
you know, they're in the tank for the left. The fact is that the way judges get into office in this state is a scam.
Well, of course.
You think we elect judges, but every time there's a judge who's about to, you know, who's due to retire, they always retire a month or two before their term is over. So guess what? The governor gets to appoint their replacement.
Exactly.
Now, the replacement is identified as an incumbent in the voter's guide, the only office that are identified as incumbents. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because for years, every judge has been appointed by a Democratic governor. They're in the tank for the unions. They're in the tank for the leftists. And they're playing a game here where they're cooking the books, and they're fixing the whole outcome of this on behalf of people who decided to file a ballot measure way later than they had any reason to think was reasonable. And so now the courts are helping them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is only a symptom of the real problem, and we've seen this for years, and nobody's really wanted to talk about it. The problem with the leftists, they cannot win at the ballot box. Every time a controversial issue actually gets before the people, it's the liberals that normally take it in the short. So what they're trying to do, since they can't win with the people, they're trying to win through the courts by appointing a bunch of activist judges that are more interested in agendas than they are the law.
Yep. No, there's no question. And if people, you know, I think a lot of people, based on comments that I hear and calls that I get, there's a lot of people who have no idea what these measures contain. And it's not just 43, it's 2, it's 43 and 44.
Oh, I know.
Basically, and, you know, it will put thousands of people in this state, they will become felons overnight.
Yes.
Unless they capitulate and go crawling to the government asking for permission to, now they can't really own the guns anymore. All they can do is store them for the government.
Right.
You have to register them, which serves only, the only purpose that serves is future confiscation. You have to get permission from the state, and you have to prove to the state police that you stored them in a way that the state police approve of, and then you can't even really take them out and shoot them.
No.
You can store them in your safe for the government until they choose to kick in your door and take them.
Well, and, you know, this isn't anything new. There is a precedence. The state of Connecticut did much the same thing. And I found it interesting in studying up on that. Only about 15% of the population complied. The rest of them told to put it where the sun don't shine. And now they've got so many potential offenders, they don't know what to do.
You know, that was the thing that's happening here is, you know, we've countered that because they allowed that to happen in Connecticut. And we're fighting back with this Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance and what we're doing on a county level, which is something that I'm sure Connecticut residents are probably regretting now that they've had this law passed. So it's, you know, at least we're fighting back in this state.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will tell you, it's the only hope this state has is for the counties, especially the rural counties, to say, okay, we're going to have a showdown here, and we don't know how it's going to end up, but we have absolutely zero choice because we know what happens if we don't have this showdown. You know, we all know what happens after the guns are confiscated. Not just guns, it's property rights, it's what people can do for a living, and the rural counties are just being stomped on by people in Portland who really think anyone outside of Portland or Eugene is a knuckle-dragging hillbilly who has no right to make a living.
That's
kind of, it's got to stop.
You kind of like the mainstream media view the general population outside the Washington Beltway. You know, I was watching bits and pieces. I didn't watch the whole thing because I was getting so angry, but I was watching, I think it was on KGW, on their live streaming, some talk show last week. It was a late night deal, and they touched briefly on IP43 and 44. They didn't get into any detail on it, actually. But one of the things that kept coming up on this opposition to the resistance to IP43 and 44 was, well, this is just nothing more than a populist movement. And we've heard that argument applied to Donald Trump's election. We've heard it applied to, basically, it's applied to anything that the Democrats and the liberals don't like. Oh, well, it's a populist movement. Well, maybe we should start identifying exactly what a populist movement is, as opposed to what we've had all these years. We've had government run by elitists. They've been in every state capital. They're in Washington, D.C. They're elitists that think that they somehow are more knowledgeable on how the rest of us should live than we are. In other words, they think they should be able to dictate everything, every little thing about our lives, because they are so much more educated and much more aware and oh so much smarter than the rest of us.
Well, and look at the reality of this is this. If the mob can say, we are taking away your property, we're taking away your rights, possibly taking away your liberty, just because we have more numbers than you have, where does it stop? Have a spare room in your house? House an illegal alien. Drive a car with too much horsepower? Turn it in. You know, we are now, compel your children to go to public school? It's like the idea of a republic has just vanished. Now it's just, it's Lord of the Flies, it's mob rule.
Exactly.
And it's very, very dangerous.
Exactly. But, you know, if you look up the definition, the dictionary definition of populism, populism is the people. You know, for the first time in many, many years in this country, the people are standing up and saying, all right, we've had enough of this elitist crap. We are a representative republic, and we haven't been getting very good representation from the elitists. Maybe it's time that we started electing people that understand what the people want. God, what a concept.
Well, you know, electing people who understand what the Constitution says. You know,
well,
some things are not supposed to change. And you know, the founders are very concerned about mob rule and people acting emotionally. And in this case, you know, there have been these killings. And so the response from the mob is, we've got to do something. This is something, therefore we have to do it. And there's no thought given to it, whether or not it actually makes any difference or it's effective or if it's, incredibly dangerous and counterproductive. But look, we have seen it's not, you know, you people who think that you're crazy when you point to the historical precedents of Pol Pot and Nazi Germany, it's like, it can't happen here. Well, you know what? It already has happened here.
Yes.
It happened in Waco. It happened at Ruby Ridge. It happened in the MOVE movement in Philadelphia. It happens all the time. It happened at Wounded Knee. So these people who think, well, it's different now. No, it's not different now. You're just really stupid. And what we're facing is this idea of this total monopoly of force in the hands of the state, and that's a very, very scary prospect.
It is very scary. And, you know, it just amazes me that nobody seems to be concerned anymore about what's best for the people. Everything is aimed at agendas on one side of the aisle or the other, and nobody ever stops to consider, well, what's best for the people? You
well,
never hear that question.
You know, what's best for the wolves? What's best for the spotted owl? Best for the sage grouse? But the hell with the people who are ranching and farming and fishing and logging, or once were before all those things were stolen from them, and then they wonder why are they not passing law enforcement levies in rural counties? Well, maybe because people have no money because you took away their livelihood. You know, I wonder if that has anything to do with it, or the fact that the state or the feds own most of the county, so there's no property taxes being paid, so there's no money for cops. And then they wonder, why do people want to have guns? Well, because no one else is protecting them, and it just goes round and round.
Well, and, you know, like they say, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Well, you're lucky if they're minutes away.
Yeah.
They're not minutes away in Christmas Valley.
Well, even right here in little old Coos County. You know, we have budget problems like every other county in the state, and we do not have enough patrol deputies to cover the county. There are times, if you call for police assistance from the county sheriff, the officers on duty may be clear across the county. You're looking at 20-25 minutes response time. Well, that does you a lot of good if somebody's breaking into your house.
And I can guarantee you that none of the time that they're using is being used to uphold or enforce gun laws. They don't have time to do that here in our county. So it's ridiculous that they even have them.
Well, look, there are counties in the state that at certain times have no deputies. They got nobody.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were fighting 941, I was talking to sheriffs around the state because many of them opposed it. And in one county, they don't even answer the phone. They don't answer the phone.
Really?
I spoke to one sheriff in Eastern Oregon who said, hey, look, I would like to come out and testify against this bill, but you know what? I'm the only one here.
When you've got a situation where money is an issue, and it's always an issue in Oregon because of our idiot land use laws.
Right.
When you've got half the state that's owned by some level of government or another, there just isn't enough land left to tax sufficiently to get the revenue we need to support the population we have.
That's right. And now we have, we've got a state police force that's smaller than it was in 1935.
Yeah.
And, that may work to our benefit now, because if Rob and others are successful in getting these preservation ordinances around more and more in the state, and the counties are just saying, nope, we're not enforcing this, we're not spending a dime on it, then Kate Brown or whoever succeeds her is going to have to send one of very, very few state cops out to do it, and I don't think they're going to want to do that.
Well, maybe we'd have more state cops on patrol if she didn't have such a huge security detail for herself.
Yeah, the Dignitary Protection Unit.
Yes.
Boy, the stories I could tell you about that.
I'll bet. Hey, I need to take a break here, Kevin. Can you hold on during the break?
Sure.
Okay, this is going to be a long one because I got to give some stuff away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport. And as a sign of appreciation for having done well in the area, the owner of these four McDonald's has authorized me to give away some goodies as basically just a symbol of appreciation. So what I have in my hot little hand, I have a certificate for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice, another one for one free dessert of your choice, and on a beautiful day like today, it sounds like a great day for an ice cream cone to me. One small McCafe beverage of your choice, and one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons that are basically buy one, get one free on a number of their different products. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3. You can win all these wonderful goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I have on the phone with me Kevin Sterrett, the head of Oregon Firearms Federation, and we're talking about IP43 and IP44. Kevin, can you give people just kind of an overview of the most heinous parts of these two proposals?
Well, 43 bans virtually all modern firearms,
right,
and feeding devices like magazines,
right,
unless you get approval from the state to keep them locked up in your house. 44, and of course, these violations come with 10 years in prison,
yes,
and a $250,000 fine for owning the most popular guns in the country. 44 requires that any gun you are not actually carrying around with you be locked up and inaccessible and useless. So if you've got a pistol that you keep by your bedside at night, and let's say you're married or you have a partner, if you go to the bathroom, you are now in violation.
Yep.
Plus, what it says is that if you don't keep a trigger lock or a cable lock on your gun, and your gun is stolen, then you're responsible for anything that happens with that gun for 5 years. Or if you transfer the gun without a cable lock on it, you're responsible for anything that happens with that gun for 5 years. Now, of course, you can no longer transfer guns legally unless they go through a dealer.
Right.
So it's hard to imagine how this actually applies. But there are no exceptions in here for gun shows, gun stores, anything like that. So if I'm at a range and I want to hand my son a pistol to try, I have to put a lock on it before I can hand it to him. He then has to unlock it before he can try shooting it, relock it before he hands it back to me. And yes, this is all true. And I got a great email from one of our guys a couple of days ago, and he's saying, look, if I lock my house, I have secured my gun. If I lock my car, I have secured my gun. If somebody bypasses that, breaks into my home, and steals my gun, what the hell difference does a cable lock make? You know, he's not going to figure out how to cut off a cable lock for 5 years. So it's clearly has no, there's no benefit to it for reducing crime or anything like that.
It's purely feel good.
It's intended to harass gun owners. And we know of instances where kids have been killed, murdered with pitchforks because the law in the state said that the guns which they knew how to use were not allowed to be accessible to them.
Right.
And this is harassment, pure and simple. No attempt to actually make anybody any safer. No attempt to reduce crime. Just an attempt to make sure that guns are more and more of a burden to legally own. In fact, we have practically a constitutional duty to own these things. And what we're saying is, if you engage in a constitutionally protected right, we're sending you to prison.
Yeah. My question, it's a rhetorical question, but why are we attacking an inanimate object when that object is nothing more than a piece of plastic, wood, and metal until it's in the hands of a human being?
Well, because the puppet masters want to disarm the population because they're afraid of us, and the lemmings who follow the puppet masters are so ignorant and so fearful and so determined by God, the government has to do something. Whether it achieves anything or not is immaterial. And the fact is that addressing the real problem, you know, is complex. Why do people do this? Well, people commit crimes because of greed, lust, or a desire for power. That's complicated, abstract concepts that cannot be addressed with a simple ban on a material possession. And, of course, in places where they have banned guns, like, you know, the very safe country of Mexico,
what
happens there, where their cartels are beheading people are being blown up, dipped into acid, that kind of thing. But by God, we're determined to replicate that. In England, which has disarmed itself historically forever, every time we go and bail our butts out in the World War, they immediately disarm once again. So if they have to fight with beer bottles, now they have massive stabbing rates. We see this all over the world. We see it in China. You know, we see it in Africa. Gun control has done absolutely nothing to prevent crimes, violence, suicide, anything like that. All it does is disarm the civilian population so they can be completely crushed by who's ever in power.
And that is the bottom line. I thank you for that, Kevin, because, the laws do not apply to ordinary people, or they shouldn't apply to ordinary people. But what they're trying to do, the elitists that control the world, they don't want the people to be anything other than serfs and slaves and servants. And, you know, in essence, this is why we had a revolutionary war to get away from Great Britain. It was because people wanted freedom to make their own choices, to pursue their own lifestyles without the heavy hand of government dictating virtually every aspect of your life. And now we've come full circle to where we've got people that are so ignorant and ill-educated that they're willing to give up those hard-fought rights and put us right back to where we were before the American Revolution.
Right, and we see kids, we see young people today, high school-age kids, it's the first generation of Americans who are marching to demand fewer rights.
Yeah.
God, the state is going to take care of me. These people are absolute lemmings and just obviously no historical sense at all.
Well, that's because the schools don't teach history anymore, or they teach a convoluted, politically correct, sanitized version of history. But I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's several places online where people go out and they do man on the street interviews and record them and then post them online. And I was looking at some of those over the past couple of weeks. They were talking to some of these protesters. I don't remember where it was. It was a couple of weeks ago when they had that Saturday with all the gun protests across the country. You remember that?
Yes.
Anyway, some of these people went out and interviewed some of the protesters. These people are so abysmally ignorant of history and the law and everything else, they didn't even know why they were there demonstrating.
Oh, we see it all the time. Listen, there's a lady who works for me. She works here in our office. She happens to be on the city council. of this town.
Okay.
My daughter was asked to write a paper for school, and it was a paper or an essay or something where she was supposed to explain what kind of government system we have. And because she comes from a politically savvy family, she discussed the idea of a republic. And the teacher said she was wrong, that it's not a republic.
Oh, really?
And when this gal who works for me questioned the teacher said, well, that's her opinion.
It has nothing to do with opinion. That's
exactly.
That's like, well, today I decided I'm going to be a girl instead of a boy. You know,
this is how
ridiculous.
You know, the last refuge of these cowards is that's your opinion. And frankly, I mean, I've had that conversation. I had that conversation with two political actors, one of whom's actually running for governor right now, who when I pointed out to him that he voted for a bill that took rights away from people who have been convicted of nothing,
right.
He said, that's your opinion. And I said, no, that's what the bill says. It isn't my opinion. I don't get to make up, you know, my opinion doesn't matter. Here is the bill. Here's what it says. Sorry, that's your opinion. And, you know, that's the end of the conversation. But it isn't my opinion. It's just the truth. I have opinions. I've got plenty of them. But I can also read.
Exactly. And anything that's well documented goes well beyond the realm of opinion, because it's particularly in laws. Once a law is enacted, that is an opinion. That's a fact. We're all bound by it.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you remember Bud Pierce, who ran for governor last time out.
Right.
And his wife was running for a House seat in the Salem area. And I saw him, and I said to him, you know, your wife got an F from the National Rifle Association. That's your opinion. I said, no, it's on their website.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's not an opinion.
It's not my opinion.
Well, they – see, here – and this is one of their standard tactics, because – if you look at liberalism, even just a cursory look, liberalism is not predicated on fact or reality. Liberalism is predicated on emotion. Therefore, everything that has to do with liberalism is nothing more than opinion and is not factual in any way, shape, or form, because they can't prove it.
But that, well, Bud Pierce is a Republican, isn't he?
It doesn't
yeah.
have to be fact, because all of the people now who are running things, who are running Antifa and running the liberal state and all that, these are all Alinskyites. And Alinsky always said, look, do whatever you got to do to get what you want. It doesn't have to be true. Beat people up, ridicule them, lie about them by any means necessary. And this is the big problem that we have in the ideological battles, is that people who share our values won't do that. And so they get beaten deaf, dumb, and blind, sometimes quite literally, by people
yeah.
who may not know what they're fighting for, but like to break things and have been told, it's okay, do whatever you have to do to get what you want, even if you're not sure what it is you're getting.
Yeah, well, one of their lines that they've adopted, and you hear it over and over all the time, is, well, that's your truth.
Right,
well,
right.
The truth is the truth. You know, I get that here even locally. And, of course, I'm a little different. I'm not very politically correct, and I don't care who I offend. So I just tell them straight out, unfortunately, in a legislative situation or something like that, you can't do it, although it's very tempting. I'm sure there have been times you wanted to stand on the floor and just scream at the top of your lungs.
Well, I won't tell you what I'd like to do. I've sat there and listened to these people in hearings just make stuff up
yeah.
and have it not be questioned. Did you know that 99.9% of Americans want more background checks? And then 5 minutes later, it's 89% or 78%, and nobody questions it.
Right.
You know, it's
yeah.
just, this is just absolute fabrication. And
well,
studies have shown, and the Southern Poverty Law Center says, or the Violence Policy Center says, and therefore it's true. And it's just regurgitated. It's not reporters anymore. They're people who they're copy machines for press releases, and they regurgitate whatever is sent to them because it's easier than working.
Yeah.
That's what we're facing.
Well, and they rely on an uneducated populace. I think it was Ben Franklin. I may be wrong on that, but I think it was Ben Franklin that said, this Constitution will only work for a moral and educated population. You know, it's a paraphrase, but and that's true. You know, the populace has to be educated at least to the point of understanding the background and history of this country and how we came to be what we are today. If you don't know where you've been, you can't possibly know where you're going. And the liberalism has stolen education and turned it into indoctrination. And we have people, surprisingly, people old enough to know better, that still don't have a clue as to what their constitutional rights really are.
Oh, or even how our system works.
No.
People certainly perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know how the Oregon legislative system works. They don't know how the U.S., you know, who is a congressman versus who is a house, you know, an Oregon House rep. People just have no idea. And
no.
It's why it's up to people like you to keep saying the word.
Well, you know, I'm nothing special. I'm old enough that I was educated when they were still educating instead of indoctrinating. So maybe I'm fortunate in that respect. But when I talk to people on a daily basis, I'm just absolutely dumbfounded at what most people don't know, and they're, you know, they're so willing to stand up and defend something that is absolutely untrue, and yet when you point out the facts, they don't want to hear the facts because it's contrary to what they think they believe.
That's absolutely true. I know, you know, when during the last this governor's primary, when Sam Carpenter got on a televised interview and said, and as a very pro-gun guy, said, "Yes, I will enforce unconstitutional gun confiscations." And when we reported that and changed his grade, his supporters were furious at me. Like, I was responsible. He didn't mean that. That's not what he said. I said, look, it's recorded. He said it twice.
He doubled down.
He called into the show and made it worse.
Yeah.
I'm just telling people what he said. And then, like, oh, I was the behind the scenes recruiting Greg Woolridge. And I was like, no, I gave the guy the highest mark we give a non-incumbent until he got up and said, I will do whatever they tell me to do. You know, and
yeah.
I said, sorry, now I got to tell people the truth. And, you know, you're invested in a candidate. You don't want to know the truth.
And he shot himself in the foot, which I think was a great disservice to the people of this state, because now we're stuck with a candidate that isn't a hell of a lot better than what we've already got.
Right. Marginally, you know, we hope marginally better.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. I've been doing this way too long.
Right. And you know, these Republicans here in Oregon, they're not Texas Republicans. And I'll tell you what, they've been the biggest obstacle to us going around from county to county to get this Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance passed. In fact, recently, only Douglas County, and by the way, they have three Republicans on there, and I know all three of them, it was fighting like tooth and nail just to get them to put it on the ballot. They, you know, to me, they should have voted it into law and not even messed with the ballot, but that's what they've given us.
Well, the Republicans, and I refer to them this way all the time, just in case you didn't know, Kevin, but the Republicans are the party of stupid. They
right.
really
They're
are.
Stupid, and the Democrats are evil. The Republicans
yes.
are stupid. God bless, we've got some exceptions out there who are tough, wonderful people. But I see it, you know, to me, Republican leadership is an oxymoron.
Yes.
There just isn't any of it. And we wind up with what we wind up with, and you know, I wish there was some magical way to fix that, but we got to deal with what we've got and just every day try to get a few more people to recognize that, look, you know, we saw that race in Sun River separated by two votes.
Yeah.
It matters what you do.
It really does. Well, and there's some woman that won election in one of the California races. She won by 7 votes.
Right, right.
You know, people say, oh, well, I don't vote because my vote doesn't count. Every single vote counts, particularly when we're fighting against an organization, and by organization, I mean leftist in general. We're fighting against an organization that according to Barack Hussein Obama, wanted to fundamentally change America, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to change America from the land of the free and the home of the brave to the land of the subservient and the home of good little worker ants to do whatever they're told without question.
Well, we have, you know, look at the state and see how many people, the percentage of people in the state that are on public assistance. And in many cases, it's just because their options were just stolen from them because of a bird or a sage grouse.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they try to defend their property or defend their way of life. I mean, look what happened to the Hammonds, right?
Oh,
they did
I know.
Nothing wrong. And these people are the victims of a terroristic movement in this state that has found its way into the highest echelons of government. We see what's happening to our president now, where not only is the deep state after him, but 100% of the, you know, the legacy media will repeat over and over again things that have been disproven publicly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens every day. All you got to do is watch a news cycle. Hey, Kevin, we're out of time. We're at the top of the hour. I really appreciate you coming on, and it's great to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you keep up the good work, and you've got my full support, okay?
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. That was Kevin Sterrett with Oregon Firearms Federation. We are at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, of course, and they're going to run a news broadcast from the lamestream media. So you know it's going to be full of half-truths and lies and innuendo. So put on your brain filter, suffer through it. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Before we proceed any farther, we do have a caller holding on the line. We have Jim from North Bend. Jim, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. This is about the Second Amendment.
Okay.
And gun rights.
Right.
They're not good. It doesn't seem like they'll be happy until they get them all.
Well, no.
They're doing this in Deerfield, Illinois, and they're pushing it in other parts of the country, too. But it seems like they won't be happy until they nullify, make nil, null, and void the Second Amendment.
Well, there's actually been talk from various liberal groups about trying to repeal the Second Amendment.
Well, why don't they repeal the First and the Third and the Fourth and all of them?
Well, yeah. Well,
and
because
we'll let Kim come over and or Zai or whatever come over and take over the country and make our lives miserable.
Well, we can always invite Maduro from Venezuela to run the country. He's done such a great job down there. You know, he disarmed the populace. He basically ran businesses out of the country, and now they can't even feed themselves. That's what's in store for America. And make no mistake, Jim, these liberals want absolute control of every aspect of our lives. And any constitutionally guaranteed freedoms have got to be eliminated because they may go contrary to the agenda.
And you know, Jim, the thing is that Venezuela had the fifth largest oil supply in the world.
In the world.
And they're rich in all types of food and resources and metals, and yet they're a country whose people are standing in line and fighting over toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why they're eating out of garbage cans?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what liberals want to do to America. And I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly what they want for America.
California's a good example. Look at the homeless living in the streets. You go into subways and they're shooting up and defecating all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what liberals want.
Well, things aren't getting any better, and they're not listening to any logic or reasoning.
Oh, no. The problem with all of this, not only the gun control, but most of the other liberal agenda, you know, the open borders, let's suck up to illegal aliens, let's give taxpayer money to dope addicts and alcoholics so they can live on the street and screw over the rest of us. All of that's part of the same program.
All by design.
All by design. And It's all designed for one thing and one thing only. That's to subjugate the people to government. Somewhere along the line, we the people seem to have forgotten that the job of government is to serve the people. It is not the job of the people to serve government.
And you know, that's exactly...
I think the DOJ ought to do something about this. They ought to fire Sessions a long time ago. He's recusing himself and all this. They ought to get rid of those bums.
I couldn't agree with you more, but you know, we're stuck with the hand that we're dealt, so we need to play it out as best we can. That's the best I can tell you.
Well, I hate to see a police state.
I do too, and you know, the thing is, when you look at the response to the people in Connecticut to their asinine laws that they passed, we're going to see the same thing here. We're not going to see any widespread compliance. And what it's going to do is just further divide people, and that's what they're really after. It's the old divide and conquer thing.
And it's certainly going to erode public trust, because you're not going to be able to trust law enforcement the way you used to be able to.
Exactly. So
they can come in and kick in your door, and no constitution, you can kick in your door and look for your guns.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment rights, but nobody seems to care about that.
Well, they already break that. They break that when they frisk me. They've already broken that.
Of course. Of course. Well, the laws don't mean much to liberals, only to law-abiding citizens. And you know,
they have a mental disorder. There's a lot of people that really need some serious help.
I couldn't agree with you more on that either, Jim. I thank you for the call, though. You have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Take care now.
Okay. You know, Jim, they could have 20 psychiatrists working 24 hours a day on some of these people, like Hillary, and it just like Bill. You know,
yeah.
It would never help. They're just, you know,
the only thing you could do, put them in a rubber room and walk away.
Right.
Yep. I'll tell you what. Let's do something different. Let's try to do a commercial on time. So let's take a break now, and when we come back. I want to bring all of this more into perspective so people understand what's really going on. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or even once in a while a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. When those moments happen, be ready for the stop with the Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, a tire design with more performance in mind. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. And just like the last break, we have a caller. We have Dan in Myrtle Point. Dan, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, good afternoon, Jim. I'd like to say that you've heard the phrase, liberty is only one generation away from extinction.
That's pretty true, yeah.
Pretty true, okay. We need to stop saying that, because we're always going, oh, well, okay, it's not going to happen in my life. What we need to start saying is the next tyrant has already been voted into office and is holding power.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Well, and we see the proof in the pudding by all these demonstrations going on around the country for various things. It's almost all young people that have been poorly or not educated at all, going out and demonstrating for things that they don't even understand. And that's what's going to cost the country, and that's what's going to cost the people their freedom.
Well, we have to. I can think of names to say, like Pelosi,
yeah,
Schumer,
yep,
and
Brown,
Biden, and Merkel, and then we can go with Kate Brown, Polanski, or and Tina Kotek, and
there's no point in naming all the names. It would take 2 weeks to go through all of them.
Yeah, it would. But the point is we need to be really alarmed about what's going on.
Yes, we do. The normal people out there need to quit just sitting back and shrugging and saying, oh, well, you know, that's too bad. They need to get out. They need to get involved. They need to be vocal. As long as we allow all of these ignorant people, I'm not saying stupid, I'm saying ignorant, they have not been taught properly. As long as we allow ignorant people to dictate the course of the events, the outcomes are not going to be good for America, and it's not going to be good for ordinary folks.
That's right.
So
I'll let you go, and thanks for the time.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. You know, most people are pretty much aware by now of the continuous attacks that we're having on the Second Amendment. It's everywhere you look. Most notably, after the Parkland, Florida shooting, that's when it really got legs. The mainstream media didn't waste any time promoting David Hogg, an idiot kid whose mother works for CNN and whose father works for some Democrat group. He's out there as the new spokesperson for the anti-gun narrative, and I've watched the interviews. This kid knows virtually nothing about history, and yet he's the one out there shooting off his mouth. And the problem with the narrative is that it's wrong. Guns aren't the problem. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The founding fathers of this country specifically wrote in the Constitution that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That was intentional. That wasn't accidental. The founding fathers were not ignorant of the potential for governments to become tyrannical, meaning that they made it crystal clear in the Constitution. Nevertheless, there's still people running around and arguing that the Second Amendment has no place in modern America. And that just shows their ignorance. Now, this gun debate, it's a losing battle for gun control advocates. Most Americans, regardless of what you hear from the fake news media, most Americans support the Second Amendment, which is why it's important to spread the facts about guns and to push back against all these false narratives that we're constantly being bombarded with. It's these people, not guns, that are the problem. Now politicians are proposing talks about gun control with regard to school safety. Now, these sorts of talks are completely misguided when you consider that 97.3, this is the government's numbers, these aren't CNN's made-up numbers. The government's numbers show that 97.3 of all mass shootings in the United States since 1950 were done in gun-free zones. So what does that tell you? If the bad guys, the people that want to do these horrible things, gravitate towards places where they know they're not going to meet any resistance. So what are the politicians and all these other ignorant people want to do? They want to make the entire country a gun-free zone. How's that going to work out? Considering that most gun-related homicides in the United States are gang-related, it'd make a hell of a lot more sense to focus on the increasing rate of single mothers, since most criminals come from single-mother households. But policies that would reduce the single-mother households are contrary to the policies that all these gun control advocates typically promote. It's just like the homeless. We have tons and tons of homeless people, predominantly because of policies that were enacted by Democrats. They created the problem, so now they expect us to pay attention to them when they come up with so-called solutions. Those solutions, by the way, just like the gun control, always involve taking more of your money and undermining more of your freedoms. That's how it works. Now, the USA, the people here, we've got a skepticism of government, which is unique compared to other countries. This is one of the main reasons why so many people support the Second Amendment. You know, it wasn't too long ago that the Founding Fathers liberated themselves from the British Empire. And guess what? They use guns to do it. Oh, my God! But tyrannical governments aren't the only reason to support gun rights. Many people value guns to protect themselves from everyday threats. Guns are the great equalizer that allows many women to defend themselves against bigger, stronger male attackers. And if you look at the numbers, the singular largest group of gun owners, the fastest growing group of gun owners, are women. You know, up until about, I guess, the late 70s, early 80s, firearm ownership was generally considered the province of men. Men owned guns, women didn't, for whatever reason. But that's changed now. More women are acquiring firearms and attending the classes and learning how to use them. I'm a shooter. I shoot a lot. Not as much as I'd like, but as much as time avails me. And a lot of the people that come up and shoot with me are now women. It's not just, you know, my hunting buddies and everything. We have a lot of women that show up to shoot, and they are anxious to know how to properly use a firearm. And that makes sense. Women aren't as big and strong as men. If a woman's attacked by a man, by and large, the guy is going to win just because of physical differences. So that firearm is an equalizer. But how can you explain the party of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy now supports all manner of lawbreaking by illegal immigrants and others? These people defend aliens' illegal entry into the United States and give them sanctuary, even after they've committed violent crimes and taken the lives of innocent American citizens. They also love Stormy Daniels and celebrate her ridiculous attention-seeking, money-grubbing stalking of President Trump.
Oh, and don't forget her creepy attorney.
Oh, yes. After Rudy Giuliani actually had the guts to come out and say that he didn't have the same level of respect for her as he would for a woman of substance, all of the snivelers and whiners in the fake news media, Communist News Network, NBC, MSNBC, they all went ballistic. Apparently, she's very much a woman of substance, according to them. And then you got the women of The View. If you've never watched it, you need to watch it at least once to learn how, you know, if you can't believe that things could get any stupider, watch that show and it'll change your mind. But the women of The View defended Stormy Daniels' work, you know, her work is performing a variety of sex acts on film for money with numerous partners. They think that's wonderful. To hear them sing Stormy's praises, you'd think that each of them would be proud to have their own daughter choose such a profession.
And they completely missed the point because, you know, yeah. Giuliani wasn't downgrading her. He was just saying that he doesn't put her in the same category as Mother Teresa, and neither
exactly.
do I.
But at the same time that all this is going on, where they're defending basically a prostitute and a slut, because that's what she is, while they're defending a slut, the Miss America pageant will no longer have a swimsuit or evening gown segment because these are demeaning to women.
I got a prediction. Miss America pageant ratings go down this year.
Absolutely. My prediction. Absolutely. Look what happened to Playboy when they quit doing
the... Why would you... Did they really think we were reading the articles? I mean, we used line, but come on.
Yeah. Now, Stormy's a woman to be admired for her work ethic, according to them. But the bathing suit portion of the Miss America contest is degrading.
It's demeaning, right?
Yeah, figure that one out. They box themselves into a corner that they're so full of hypocrisy that it just blows your mind.
Which, by the way, it was a swimsuit contest to begin with. Hello?
It was. We were looking for America's prettiest woman.
Right.
But now being pretty doesn't mean anything to liberals, but... And I know it sounds like I'm going around in a circle here and getting off the gun control thing, but I'm not. Just bear with me, folks. And then you got Nancy Pelosi's defense of the spark of divinity within the members of MS-13. You know, those drug dealing, sex trafficking, machete-wielding murderers. And she wasn't alone in defending them.
I think I'll hire him to do my lawn.
Yeah. There is no miscreant, no matter how vile and murderous, whom they will decline to vindicate and to endorse. That's what liberals have become. They encourage them to come here and welcome them when they get here. They're much more protective of them than they are of the native-born and legal immigrants. And they plan to see to it that they all vote for Democrats. That's the bottom line, folks. It's all about who votes for who. Now, I can understand why they're doing that, because time has proven that Democrat agendas are losers at the polling places. The people don't want it. So what do you do? Oh, well, let's bring in a whole bunch more Democrat voters. We'll give them everything they want. You know, we're going to give them health care and food stamps and welfare and full subsidization of the American taxpayers' dime in sanctuary cities, where they're free to deal their drugs and terrorize their fellow immigrants. That pretty much sums up the Democrat Party today, folks.
Wow, who wouldn't sign up for that?
Well, yeah, golly. And then the Democrats' latest campaign is the allegedly cruel separation of parents from their children when they enter the country illegally. You know, did it ever occur to anybody that maybe if you didn't come here illegally, you wouldn't be separated from your kids?
And they don't worry about IP43 separating parents from their kids who own guns legally, so...
Oh, of course not. I've got another point here I want to make, but I don't have time to do it before the break. So let's do this. Let's take a break. Because this is a major point that does need to be made. So we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors. I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As I promised, I'm going to go into something here that is really important. You know, the Democrats are whining now about separating children from their parents when they come into the country illegally. But here's the problem. Their outrage obscures more than it illuminates. Donald Trump has changed nothing regarding this policy. Nothing. It's existing law. It was passed by the Congress, both Republicans and Democrats. It's implemented when the border agents do not believe that the child belongs to the adults that are claiming him or her, or that said adults are a threat to the child. This is called the Flores Consent Decree of 1997. That's how long this law has been in force. And it says that unaccompanied children can only be held for 20 days. But a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court, the most overturned court in the country, extended the 20-day limit to children that come as part of family units. So even if we want to hold a family unit together, we are forbidden to do so by the law. And yet, this is another phony scandal with no basis in truth. In fact, over last weekend, Jeff Merkley, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, set up a publicity stunt. Now, there are provisions that are already in place that if any member of Congress or senator or basically any public official wants access to these places where they're holding these illegal alien children, all they have to do is call and make an appointment. And then Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement will set it up so that they can go tour the facility with all of the proper security and everything that's necessary. But what happened? Merkley showed up on the doorstep with camera crews,
right,
without ever having gone through the process to gain permission for admittance. And then he went all ballistic because they wouldn't let him in because he violated the procedure. And now it's somehow the fault of Donald Trump that all this is happening. And then, not to be outdone, our piece of crap daily toilet paper published an AP article defending Merkley when the guy was wrong. He's the one that broke the rules. But this is what's happening with the fake news media and pieces of crap like Merkley.
And they did the right thing, because I wouldn't want Merkley even around my children. So that's
no,
a good thing.
I wouldn't let that SOB on my property.
Right.
But facts and laws made long before Trump became president don't matter at all to the desperate left, because their members are still convinced they can bring Trump down and then take him out by deluding a stupid and deplorable voting public, a la Hillary Clinton. See, this is what they think of you, folks. They believe that you are too stupid to understand. Now, nobody should be surprised that most members of the Democrat Party and its media lapdogs have lost any semblance of sense of right and wrong. According to them, Trump and Putin were colluding to steal the presidency from Hillary. They all contend that the criticism regarding the double standards with which the Department of Justice and FBI have addressed Hillary Clinton's missing emails and private unprotected server, along with their destruction of so many government documents and devices, was actually advice to others to do the same.
Right.
That's basically their contention. Oh, she didn't break the law. She's just trying to show us a new way to do things.
With a hammer?
And then, yeah. And then you got the late night comics, you know. I don't know why they call them comics anymore, because they're not funny. They're just plain profane. You have Hollywood types standing up and publicly using the F word and the C word, and they sound like a bunch of drunken sailors in a low-life bar late at night, and they actually expect us to pay attention to that? And then, you know, speakers can no longer go to college campuses because the university students have been so coddled that they can't bear hearing a dissenting word without melting down. And the left takes Trump literally, but not seriously. Whereas normal people take Trump seriously, but not literally. Guess who's the smarter group? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? But the lefties never learn. They still believe in their coming blue wave. Nancy Pelosi, their great hero, says that low unemployment is meaningless, and that the tax cuts are crumbs, and consumer confidence is low despite it being on an 18-year high.
Let's hope she gets reelected.
Yeah. They see, hear, think, and propagate what they want to be true, not what is true. Even California voters made a little tiny dent in the left socialist grasp on that state. Nobody expected Republican John Cox to come in second in their...
That was nice, wasn't it?
Their jungle primaries, yeah. All Californians should be horrified by what's become of their once golden state. You know, thanks to the policies of Governor Brown and some of his predecessors, as long as ex-Senator Barbara Boxer and Feinstein and Kamala Harris and their Attorney General Becerra and so forth, it's basically a one-party Marxist state, and California is a disaster of incalculable proportions. It's drowning in homeless, the illegal aliens, traffic, and the highest gas prices in the country. It's so bad that a Republican may just have a chance, finally.
Right, yeah.
And people are fleeing California in droves. And Brown is all upset at other states' governors for offering a welcome mat to people fleeing California. And I got news for you, folks. If IP-43 or 44 passes, you're going to see an exodus out of Oregon.
You know,
and I'll tell you right here publicly right now, if those things pass, I will no longer live in this state.
You would have to move.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to live in a state where I'm surrounded by people that are that stupid.
Amen, brother.
If people are stupid enough to vote for this nonsense, I don't want to be around them. And I would be more than happy to leave you to your socialist devices, and you can live in your little socialist paradise where you have absolutely no constitutional rights whatsoever. Because that's what it's coming to.
And that's what you'll deserve if you vote for it.
That's right. And one thing's for sure, the American left has moved so far to the deranged radical left that even former liberals are scared to death of.
I love that, yeah.
They're so irrationally revolted by Trump's election. The Democrats have lost all sense of reason and reality. They're now motivated only by pure hatred. And you know what? It isn't just Donald Trump that they hate. They hate you because you might have voted for him. Democrats and liberals hate normal people. They talk about hatred and hate crimes and hate this and hate that. They're the hateful ones. They hate normal people. They hate Americans. They hate the Constitution. They hate the rule of law. This is what America is becoming. Throughout all of his years in the public eye, nobody had ever accused Donald Trump of being a racist. Of course, until he ran for president. 50 years in business, not once was he accused. Not once was he ever charged with being homophobic. Does he love beautiful women? Of course he does. Like most red-blooded real men, not the metrosexuals that have no gonads, but real men. And like most men who have escaped the idiotic claim of toxic masculinity. You know, if you're a man now, you're toxic.
I strive for that.
Yeah. But did Trump ever treat any woman as Harvey Weinstein did, or Eric Schneiderman, or Bill Clinton?
Right.
Or Matt Lauer? Or Charlie Rose? You know, I could name names all afternoon here. But all of these leftist men did all of these things for decades, claimed to be champions of women's rights, while serial abusing the women in their lives. But Trump never did that. But you'd never know it by hearing the fake news media.
Well, that's because they want to put him on a pedestal high enough so they can look up their dress. That's the problem.
Basically, yeah, I think that's it. But the left can't fathom the fact that the character traits they've assigned to Trump are false. They are, in fact, their own character traits, their own habits, and they're projecting them onto Donald Trump day in and day out. And what they are calling Trump is nothing more than a reflection of what they are. Those crazy, humorless, gang-loving, porn star-adoring people shouldn't be in charge of anything or anyone, least of all the greatest country on the planet. Part of the problems with the divisions in our society is that most people don't understand history, particularly our Constitution. A majority of Americans, it seems, just can't fathom the difference between individual rights and collective rights. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. These amendments add to the Constitution specific guarantees of personal freedoms and rights, clear limitations on the government's power in judicial and other proceedings, and explicit declarations that all powers not specifically delegated to the Congress by the Constitution are reserved for the states and the people. The people. The populists. Furthermore, with few exceptions, and unless specifically stated, these rights and freedoms that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights are individual in nature. They are individual rights. They are not collective rights. But Marxism pushes the collective.
Yep.
You know, well, you can't be an individual. You've got to be a member of this group. So, naturally, they try to cubbyhole everybody. Oh, you own a gun owner. Well, you own a gun, so you must be a part of this gun owners group, and you advocate going out and killing innocent people just on a whim.
Domestic terrorist.
Domestic terrorist. But this is what we've got, folks. Speaking of collective rights, why is it the two groups, one comprising between 7 and 8% and the other about one-half of 1% of the population, seems to be dictating the morality for 90% of the country? Can somebody explain to me how that happened?
Well, I guess if you feminize all the boys, it's easy to convince them to give up their guns.
Well, and to give up other parts, apparently.
Oh, boy, that'd take a lot of convincing for most guys I know.
But not for liberal men, you know. Oh, well, they're feminists anyway, so they don't need that equipment.
A quick lop it off of me, that'll fix that problem.
Absolutely. Hey, we need to take a break and give something away. Ha-ha. This is from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Everybody knows where they're at by now. They're open 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays. They're open 6 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver, which I find just absolutely wonderful. You know, when I'm working around the house on the weekends, I don't want to stop and cook. Neither does my wife. So we just call Lucky Star. We get great, hot Chinese food delivered right to the door. It doesn't get any better than that.
You know what's nice is they put them in all those little boxes.
I know.
Those are so neat because you can stick them in the fridge and you get up at 2 in the morning and you got this little box. You don't need to get a plate or a dish.
Throw it in a nuker for 2 minutes and you got a meal.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. What they're offering is their house special dinner. It includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. Enough food for 3 people in every meal. I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3 and win a house special dinner. It is a deal at the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry, because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there. Yeah, I left my heart in
Oregon. Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm kind of going through things, and I know I'm going a roundabout way here for the gun control thing, but this is all part and parcel of the same thing. Now, according to liberals, normal people are anti-science if they don't believe in the global warming scam. Yet, most of these same people are trying to convince us that men are women and women are men just because they say they are. A little hypocritical, isn't it?
It's kind of.
Yeah. But Democrats have now proclaimed that they're the party of law and order. I heard Nancy Pelosi say that just the other day. They're the party of law and order.
Did she do that with a straight face? Really?
I can't tell anything about that woman's face other than it should have a bag over it.
That's a good one.
But, you know, at the same time, they advocate the breaking of immigration laws, and they've conducted a witch hunt against a duly elected president which after over a year and a half has produced exactly zero evidence. Let's just imagine, if you will, that there's this thing called the Constitution. And let's pretend for a minute that it's the supreme law of the land, okay? Now imagine that for years, people have ignored this Constitution, which divides power up between a legislative branch and executive branch embodied by the president and a judiciary branch. Now, over the years, various branches have claimed powers for themselves that are not designated in the Constitution. Or they've exercised powers in a way that are convenient, but not necessarily in compliance with the Constitution. And to make it even more interesting, let's just assume for a minute the various presidents have caved in to the power grabs and allowed their own authority to be taken over by others. Now, what would happen if years or decades or maybe even centuries after the ratification of the Constitution, somebody came along and decided to go back to the original document, to the supreme law of the land, and acted in accordance with that document rather than in the manner to which the times have become accustomed. But what would happen to such a man or a woman? Enter President Donald J. Trump, who, like Samson before him, is determined to tear down the temple of the false gods, whatever fate may befall him for doing so. Day after day, week after week, month after month, Trump has demolished the D.C. swamp dwellers and stood on solid ground laid down for him by the founding fathers. Now, you wouldn't know that by listening to the toadies in the fake news media. And with all of their whining and sniveling and finger-pointing, can anybody show me a single law that he has broken? Nary a one. And there are a lot of examples on how Trump acts as president in the manner envisioned for him by the fathers, by the founding fathers, much to the astonishment and horror of the Washington establishment. We just don't do it that way, you know. You're crude and rude, and you're upsetting our allies. Let me ask you this, folks. What kind of allies screw you over every time you turn your back? You know? Because that's what our so-called allies have been doing, and Trump's putting a stop to it. Whatever happened to the idea that we are Americans and we should put America first? It seems like only Donald Trump really understands that. It's for sure that the liberals and the media don't have a clue. And how does this all relate to gun control? Because it's all one and the same thing. It's a constitutionally guaranteed right, a right that was granted by our Creator because every human being has a legitimate right to self-defense. So the right was granted by the Creator, whoever you may worship as a creator, or maybe just natural, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the Constitution guarantees that that right will remain in place. And now we have all kinds of people who are predominantly, well, you got two types. You've got the ignorant. That's the uneducated. The people that are either too lazy or too stupid or have not have the opportunity to learn the facts.
The useful idiots.
Yeah, what Karl Marx called useful idiots. Exactly right, Rob. And then you have the others, the evil ones. These are the people that know all of this.
Yep.
But don't care because they're more interested in exercising control over people than they are allowing people to control their own lives. And that's where we're at today. We now live in a country where the media dictates morality, predicated on 7 or 8% of the population having their nose out of joint because they don't have special rights, although they're getting them. You know, we have the media leading the charge for people that apparently are too damn stupid to figure out whether they're a boy or a girl. And this transgender thing, even though the media makes it sound like a big deal, it only comprises less than one half of 1% of the population.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many people do you know who are actually transgender? I bet you could probably count them on your one hand with one finger, maybe.
Yeah, and I know which finger it would be.
Watch out, they might use that finger. Be careful.
But, you know, so we've got homosexuals that can comprise 7 or 8%. And you know what's funny? Because the actual numbers, according to the Census Bureau, is 7 to 8% of the population are homosexual. But if you listen to mainstream media, and there's actually polling out there on it, because of the media, people think that as much as 30% of the population is homosexual. This is the power of lies repeated over and over and over. Same thing with the gun control thing. They tell lies. CNN came out with a thing. Oh, well, on average, there's a school shooting every week and has been since the first of the year.
Not true.
They put that out a couple weeks ago. Well, I did some research. No, they're right. But those school shootings included cops on school property arresting malefactors. It included two incidents of accidental discharges of firearms by either school staff or police. It included gangbangs on school property. So they're lying through their teeth. Why is that not a surprise? Anyway, we're out of time this week. I can't believe how quickly this 2 hours passes. I will be back next week, good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. So until then, I want you to go out there, use your brain, think things through, and you have a great week.